There are only 7 A-rated schools in New Orleans, and only 1 provides yellow buses for their students. For the rest, getting to school can be a challenge.
It's about 5:27-ish. The bus comes at 5:35.
Amelia Slepp Patterson is a budding graphic designer at Lusher Charters High School. On most mornings, she wakes up at 4:45 in the morning to catch a city bus on a barren and dark street corner in Algiers.
There's definitely not a lot of people around, occasionally a jogger. The sun has not risen yet. So.
She's not just bothered by the dark. Sometimes she comes across strange men.
I mean, they're generally all adults, and not saying that I'm scared of all adults, but, you know, generally they're also all guys, and, eh.
After taking the bus, Amelia walks 3 blocks to a streetcar. The sidewalk on Canal Street is littered with panhandlers, drunks, and a slew of noxious smells.
Back when I was in, like, still in middle school, I don't think even I would have thought about doing this that much. I was nervous whenever I did have to take the bus, so probably not many other kids younger than me would want to do this. Not alone, anyways.
After commuting alone for 2 hours, Amelia finally arrives to school. Parents at Lusher do organize and pay for a private bus service, but Amelia's mother says it was out of her price range. Maya Miller.
When Amelia first started in middle school at Lusher, I think it was $600 or $700 a year up front, which we couldn't afford.
Miller and her daughter are not alone. In some A schools, nearly every family qualifies for free or reduced lunch. In others, the number is 1 in 5. Christiane Wingard and her daughter Tiani live in New Orleans East. Tiani used to attend Benjamin Franklin High School, but left when public transportation got to be too dangerous. Wingard had bad experiences when she used to take the bus, and she says safety is still a problem now.
As a parent that has been a victim of an assault on a public transportation bus, it was my worst fear to have to put my child in that same spot where I was assaulted when I was in school and her age.
To help other parents, Wingard now advocates for the campaign Ride for Success, which says that districts that don't provide yellow buses discriminate against low-income families. Sharon Brilski of the East Bank Collaborative of Charter Schools says that A schools like Lusher are not insensitive to the issue.
Lusher is aware that students and their families are making sacrifices to go to their school. It's just that the cost of providing transportation on a citywide basis is high.
Brilski says they'd rather put the money in the classrooms. But Wingard says you can't ask parents to make a choice between education and safe transportation.
That's not a fair question to ask, because we want the best, we deserve the best, we deserve the best teachers, right? And I think that the school, when they budget it, they need to budget for transportation, because when you don't, it's a way of saying you can't cross the tracks, then you can't come here.
In the meantime, organizers at Ride for Success are holding fundraisers to help parents pay for the private buses they couldn't otherwise afford. For WWNO and The Lens, I'm Della Hassell.